Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to uplift you. And when I say you, I mean you, Y-O-U-U. There are lots of people who participate with us in brief form, whether it's facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Sometimes there are emails that come that are very poignant and dedicated to having us understand how you think about certain important stories of the day. So we're going to share some of those thoughts that you have shared with us, with everybody else, because that's the idea. You get on the. I actually am participating now in a group that is aimed at addressing issues that men have, and we're using Facebook. And Richie, I've never really used Facebook. You know, I have an account that we use for the program. I got my own personal account, and I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to it, as Kenny will be happy to tell you. but finding now,
you kind of. Yeah, check in and see what's going on.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, but in this case, I have to be able to understand Facebook in order to be a participant in this group. And it teaches me a lot. And last night, we were using it, and I was trying to work my way around it because one of the guys especially was on with me didn't really understand it either. I fiddled around, and I found some stuff. It's almost, though, I find things usually by accident. I don't really find that I am secure in, okay, this is how I'm going to do that. But anyway, the point is that we have a lot of Facebook and Twitter friends, and we're going to address some of your comments in a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Canadian sprinter is one of the most controversial Olympians ever. He set a 100-meter record in 1988, only to be disqualified for steroid use.
Ben Johnson of Canada does it. A 9.84. Unbelievable.
So where is Ben Johnson now? Ben's a big soccer fan and is currently coaching in Melbourne, Australia. He's also coached Al-Sadi Gaddafi, the son of Muammar Gaddafi, and soccer superstar Diego Maradona. Ben says he and Diego are teaming up to open a worldwide chain of sports bars, but Ben still finds himself defending his own reputation because of his steroid controversy.
No one had the right to judge me because no one in his life is perfect. Anywhere else in the world, everybody's doing the same thing. You do understand?
I guess bushes were made to be beaten around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Let me start this, Kenny. We had earlier a conversation going with regard to women and their pay in the workplace. It started with a Facebook posting from someone who works, has a master's degree, gets about $15 an hour for helping people in various ways. It sort of sounded like a public job, but $15 an hour for having a master's degree. When you compare that to the demands of people who want to make $15 an hour slinging hamburgers around, that many of whom don't even have high school educations, what does that do to the value of their education? Here's Margaret, who responds. Used to be a 40-hour work week, worked in retailing, and then went to 38 hours so you could be considered a part-time worker, then 30, and then 15, all in response to government meddling. If you raise the cost of doing business, businesses will cut costs by cutting hours or hiring more people to work less hours. That was a result of a conversation that we had that basically said the government is messing all of this stuff up. And it needs to be the marketplace. So what other comments do you have along that line, Kenny? Anything?
Yeah, Carl says 99% of anything the government gets involved in results in chaos.
Yep. And that's the wages and structures and stuff, that's part of it. Imagine a woman who's got a master's degree in counseling making $15-16 an hour, and these people that work in the hamburger joints want that kind of money? It isn't right. Anyway, what else?
John says, things are worse than ever. Just look at the Internal Revenue Service, for example, with its ridiculous amounts of rules and tax laws.
Yeah. again, government getting involved in things that they... we had the report from Katrina that was issued over the weekend that basically says the Fed spent $4 billion rebuilding the old levees, exactly the same as they were before Katrina came in and blew them apart, so that if there's another Katrina, it's going to be the same result. So that was the food for thought process. Facebook.com/today.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.